Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I hope everybody's having a great Monday. It's cold. It's going to be cold for a while. Hopefully we'll get some sun out. We'll get back to the 70s and 80s, right? Pretty soon. We will be pretty soon, believe it or not. Spring's right around the corner. Today's show, I'm going to be solo doing the show today. And I've got an interesting topic. It's one topic, basically, for the whole show. I might talk about the NFL playoff games at the end, just to give my two cents. I know everybody enjoyed those games, like myself. But today's topic is going to be sleeper running backs in the top running backs in Louisiana. It's the deepest position, to me, in Louisiana that I've ever seen in 30 years of following recruiting for running backs. Running back this year in Louisiana for the class of 2022 is the deepest Division I running back prospects I've ever seen in over 30 years. I've seen great running backs come out of Louisiana every year, and I've seen a couple, maybe two or three, but there's possibly 12 to 15 kids in this class that will be in the NFL one day, or get a shot, put it that way. That's a lot of running backs. And there's probably even more than that, which is on par with a Florida, a California, and a Texas. Actually, they don't even have that many pro prospect running backs in any given class. Usually it's about 7 to 10, right? That's just, wrap your head around that. Little Louisiana has the most D1 running back prospects for a state, I think, in the whole United States this year in a class of 222. And there's a lot of kids I'm going to mention today that you've never heard of. There's a lot of kids that I'm going to mention today that I'm going to help because they're D1 and they're just not getting the attention because national rankings will only give you so many from your state. And they're not going to give Louisiana too many more because they're going to have to give so many from California and Florida and Texas and Pennsylvania and Ohio, Georgia. Those are some of your leading states producing talent every year. And recently, the state of Maryland. But we're going to go over all these top running backs. We're going to talk, and I'm not, if you're a parent listening, there are no particular order. There's no rankings. It's just these are guys that I think that are D1, whether you've heard of them or not. I mean, and I'll talk about them and what school they go to and how big they are and their potential. And we're going to actually, on Wednesday's show, we're going to talk about the Bayou list, my Bayou top players list in Louisiana. And we're going to focus on running backs again, but today's show is going to be more in depth about just all the running backs. We're going to mention some of them on our show Wednesday. We're going to not go as in-depth on it, but let's just say double the exposure for running backs for these kids, basically two shows in a row. And I'll point out a position every week on our TV show that we'll, and also the podcast, that we'll talk about these kids a lot because I want to talk about it more. We've got more time on the podcast to do that. We're going to go take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the top running backs in Louisiana that are D1. These aren't even the 1AA players. These aren't even guys that are going to Southeastern and Nichols and McNeese and Grambling and you know, schools like Northwestern State. These are the Power 5 kids I'm going to talk about. Guys, and even if they're not getting offers, I think they're that good because I've watched these kids play. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We want to thank one of our sponsors, Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge, fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. give them a call, 337-598-2357. That's 337-598-2357, and book your trip. I mean, they're backed up with tons of people all over the country wanting to go fish or hunt at Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. We're going to go ahead and start our list. And again, I want everybody to understand, this is not, there's no stars in this. There's no ranking. But we're going to talk about all the kids that are D1, in my opinion, whether they're looked at D1 or not, that I've seen play over the last, some of these kids I've seen them play for 4 years. And this is not every running back in the state. It might seem like it. But again, this is the deepest position in the country for running backs. Louisiana has the biggest crop of running backs in the country. We're going to start with Dutchtown's running back, Dylan Sampson, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, basically, Dutchtown High School. Dylan's been a four-year starter, 5'9", about 185 pounds is his true size. He's different. He reminds me a lot of Warwick Dunn, the way he can just, he's got incredible power for a guy under 200 pounds. And he's got incredible speed, and he knows the game, he knows the angles, he's just a superior athlete that did everything. He carried Dutchtown for 4 years. This guy was the team, and he's going to Tennessee, and I think at Tennessee, they're going to utilize this kid in many ways. He can return kicks, punts. He's not very big, but how many backs have we seen that weren't big that end up being phenomenal? I thought LSU should have took this kid because he's different. You know, Kevin Falk was different from Cairncrow High School. He wasn't big, 5'8", out of high school, 180 out of Cairncrow. Look what Kevin Falk's been, about to go in the Hall of Fame, the College Hall of Fame, and he's had, what, a double-digit career with the New England Patriots and several Super Bowls. Also, I want to mention Le'Veon Moss, who signed with Texas A&M. Le'Veon is a true 6 foot tall, about 205 pounds, runs a 4.4 legit. And he's one of these kids that he's been 6 foot tall since he was a freshman in high school. He started 4 years for Struma. Very similar to Dylan Sampson. He was the team for 4 years. He had some injuries. And the Struma battled depth problems. They didn't have a lot of depth, but they had some good players. And Le'Veon Moss, when he gets in a college training facility, and when he takes this natural talent to the next level, he's got a chance to be special. And he's going to Texas A&M. He was committed to Alabama. And I know it's really tough for LSU fans to see him leave the state being an Struma player in Baton Rouge, but Le'Veon Moss has the chance to be special because he's so versatile, and he's got the feet of a guy 180 pounds or probably 160. But he's such a phenomenal player hitting the hole and his power, and he's so put together. I mean, he's lean. You ever seen these guys that are big but they don't look – they're not slow. I mean, he's a lean, put-together, 6 foot, 205 running back that's going to probably play at around 210, 215. And he'll be that guy that can do 20, 25 carries a game. He can catch the ball, too, out of the backfield. And like I said, his biggest thing is he's so gifted for a big guy. One more kid I'm going to mention before we take a break is Trevor Etienne. If you remember that name, Trevor's brother was the Etienne All-American running back at Clemson, and who's now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor, I saw play this year and last year, the year before, 2020 and 2021, he is a better player than his brother. I did say that. He's a better player because he's more powerful. He's just as fast and quick. Now, if you saw him in the All-Star game, I always tell people, don't judge kids in these All-Star games because they might get four carries among five running backs. Just remember I said that because I watched Marshall Faulk in a high school All-Star game in Tiger Stadium. When Marshall Faulk played for Carver High School in New Orleans, he got three carries in that game for 2 yards. Now, you don't judge a guy in a high school All-Star game that's, you know, they're sharing the ball with five running backs. I saw Trevor have some incredible games at Jennings High School. He's 195, 200-pound back right now, 5'9.5", and he's special. He's a special back. He's going to Florida to play for Billy Napier, and LSU's going to have to face this kid for 4 years, just like Trevion Moss is going to A&M in the SEC for 3 years for both of these guys. But Trevor Etienne was a guy that I thought was the best running back in Louisiana. From watching all these kids play, if I could pick one, I thought he was the best back. Look, we've got more running backs to talk about. There's tons of them. These are just the D1 players for Louisiana, just Division I. I mean, it's going to sound like I'm mentioning everybody, but it's the deepest group in the United States this year for running backs. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen. I want to thank another one of our sponsors, Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Give them a call if you need a paint job or anything done to your car or truck, body work-wise, Kincaid Avenue, 5275 Kincaid Avenue. Give them a call at 357-7983. They're family-owned. Chris Medin, Domenica Medin, and Jesse Medin. It's meet the amazing team at Medin's Collision Center. They're great people, been around since the 60s. Make sure you take your vehicle there. Great, great people. They support high school sports, support our show. Medin's Collision Center. Want to get back to our running back list. Lake Charles Prep, Trevante Citizen, is in the process of trying to decide between LSU and basically Florida. In the beginning, he was leaning to A&M back in the summer of his senior year. He had committed to LSU, and then he decommitted because of the coaching change. Trevante Citizen reminds me of an Ollie Broussard, who played at Acadiana High School, that played for LSU a few years ago. A lot of people listening will probably remember Ollie Broussard. He was a big-time power back that had deceptive speed. That is Trevante Citizen. He's a big guy, 6 foot, 220, 225. His dad played ball at McNeese, so he's got it in his genes, a great athletic family. Trevante, I think he'll pick his speed up once he gets to college in the college weight room, because it's just a different world. I think Lake Charles Prep does a great job with their kids, but LSU, if they can sign this kid, he's the power back that comes out of Louisiana this year outside of Trevor Etienne that I think could really make some noise for LSU for 3 years. And you don't want him going to Florida with another running back. You know, that would really be double painful for LSU. Another player that I really love this year, actually three of them, and it's the reason that a lot of schools won state championships this year because of running backs, especially Catholic High of Baton Rouge. And we're going to talk about University High's running backs in a minute too. But Catholic High had three D1 running backs. Now think about that. Three D1 running backs. Three. I'm not talking about 1AA. I'm talking about D1 Power 5 running backs. Trey Benson, Talion Nicholas, Corey Singleton. Corey Singleton signed with Army. He's about 5'9", 5'8", 200 pounds. He's a bowling ball with speed. He'll be a great player for Army. Talion Nicholas is still available at 5'10", 195, 200 pounds. He's also another powerful kid with speed. And then there's Trey Benson, who plays slot back, but really will play running back in college or a slot receiver, but I think he'll be a running back. He's about 5'9.5", 5'10", about 180, and he's 4'4 in the 40. Trey Benson was so good that they didn't have to overuse him or Shelton Sampson. They had so many talent players on that offense this year. Catholic High won the state championship, but that's why they had three D1 running backs. They also had another running back who's an underclassman, Barry Remo, who's got a couple 3 years left. They had four running backs, college prospects. Is that amazing? To me, that's amazing. To have three running backs that are D1 for your team. And speaking of state championships, one of the main reasons that University High Baton Rouge won a state championship is because they had two Division I running backs in four-year starter Derek Graham and also sleeper, late bloomer, D1 running back Brian Beck, who's still available along with Derek Graham and also Trey Benson. Now, a lot of these guys I want to mention, they're still available for D1 schools. And you're going to see this. You're going to see a lot of kids that are going to probably walk on D1 because of this transfer portal and because a kid's getting 6 years. And if I'm a parent listening to the show, I'm just giving this as advice. If you get a D1 walk-on offer once the second signing day's over, which these guys are going to do, a lot of these guys I'm mentioning today are going to be offered Division I walk-ons. Take it. Because there's not enough scholarships, and if you walk on now, you have an opportunity. In the past, before the portal, before people were getting extra years, you didn't have a chance to letter or play as a running back. But if you get a chance to go to the right school that you want to go to that's D1, take it, because you're going to be, you know, the numbers, because so many guys are opting out during the season, so many guys are transferring out, you're always going to have a chance to play now, D1. And I think you can go in as a walk-on and to have equal opportunity from here on out. If you're following the game and you're a mom or dad listening, I think that is what's going to be available in the future. And I think that's where people are going to catch on after this year if they keep the rules the same. But Brian Beck and Derek Graham are both great players. And, again, they're both powerful guys. Brian is about 6'5", about 195 pounds, that runs really fast. And you got Derek Graham, who's also, 5'11", 6 foot tall, over 210, powerful guy. Both of these guys are D1 players. And in a normal year, they might be the top two or three running backs in the state. But, again, we've got so many D1 running backs in Louisiana this year. That's why we're doing this show today. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the big-time running backs coming out this year in Louisiana. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkine, your host. I want to thank another sponsor of ours, Treads and Care Tire Company in Central Louisiana. Give them a call at 331-8144. Locally owned and operated by Devin Holly. Been in business since 1971. They're great people. They'll actually they have pickup and delivery, which I think is really key today's business. They'll pick you up and bring you to their shop and also deliver. They have all, you know, brakes and anything you want to name to fix your car, all changes, tires, alignments, air conditioning, everything. Even they check your engine and tire lights, your tire pressure, anything you need at Treads and Care. Again, give them a call at 331-8144 and ask for Devin Holly or any of his representatives. They're great folks. I want to continue on with our show about running backs. I want to go ahead and mention Justin Doyle. Justin is a big running back from Martin Luther King High School in New Orleans that I saw play this year. And I saw him as a freshman when he played for St. Augustine in New Orleans. That's right, where Chad Jones played and Tyron Matthew. And he transferred to Martin Luther King, which is a brand new, really a school that hasn't had football very long. This kid is 5'11", 240, and runs a 4.5 40. He looks like Jerome Bettis to me. He doesn't have any D1 offers. He's D1 all day long. I'm telling you, all these guys I'm mentioning today, I'm trying to help these kids. But Justin Doyle is a guy that can play at LSU and take snaps and be a powerful player. He runs 4.5. When he hits the hole, it's like a guy 180 pounds. Remember the name Justin Doyle. I don't care if he goes D3, D2, 1AA, or junior college. Remember the name. He's got a chance to be a super NFL player one day, Justin Doyle. Another great player that I thought I saw this year, that in the last year, for John Arrett High School in New Orleans, Amani Cargo, who's a very versatile player, very similar to Dylan Sampson at Dutchtown, about 5'9", 10", about 175, 4.4 speed, very tough, and can catch the ball out of the backfield. This Cargo kid has got some serious talent. And it isn't, I want to mention one more kid before we go to break from Ponchatoula, Braden Johnson, who led his team to a state championship game this year for Ponchatoula. 6 foot tall, 219 pounds, runs a 4.5 40, looks like a Jacob Hester, has a lot more power, a little bigger than Jacob Hester when Jacob came out of Evangel Christian and played for LSU, and who helped LSU win a national championship, remember, against Ohio State with Matt Flynn, the quarterback. But this kid, Braden Johnson, is a D1 player, again, has been given some D1 offers as a walk-on, one to LSU. And this, you know, I'll tell you what, if he took that, he might end up playing one day at LSU because he's really good. And what people don't understand about Braden, if you haven't seen him play, he's just as fast as he is powerful. All these backs I'm mentioning have power and speed and size. Even if they're small, they're powerful. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk more about more running backs for the class of 222, the deepest position in the country, in my opinion, and the best crop I've seen in my 30 years of covering high school football in Louisiana. We'll be right back. Gros Savant Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savant Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Continuing the show, I want to thank another sponsor of ours, John Harvey Toyota. If you're looking for a used car, they have three dealerships, Harvey Autos, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, and tell them Lee sent you. Great, great people. Tommy Harvey's the owner there. What a great guy. Loves high school and college football. Go Bulldogs. We're going to continue with our top running backs in Louisiana. When you talk about top running backs in the state, there's a kid at Neville High School. He's one of the best I've ever seen play at Neville, and he's committed, didn't sign yet, but committed to TCU, or decommitted, was committed to them when they had the coaching change. His name is A.J. Anthony Allen. Here's a kid that's around 5'10", about 195 pounds. Carried the ball 20 to 25 times a game, has phenomenal burst hitting the hole, great vision, all the great things you look for. He's a D1 player. He's a phenomenal athlete. He's got great hands out of the backfield. And he was one of the main reasons, besides him having quarterback Britt Batterford, him and a great nose guard and Sledge, and a great DB in DeBose and Will Campbell and several others. He was one of the main reasons Neville was a powerhouse this year. A.J. Anthony Allen, wherever he goes, he'll get a shot in the NFL one day. Another one. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. This is legitimate, serious talent that I just want to share with people that might not study it that much. Another great running back I want to mention in North Louisiana from West Monroe, signed with Tulane, Rashawn Pleasant. Rashawn Pleasant's a guy that went from DB to running back his senior year and just blossomed. 5'11", 195 pounds, runs 4.5, has a great burst and very, very tough. Very tough. Tough to tackle and can endure those 20 carries a game. I think he's the best running back on Tulane's roster right now as a freshman going in for next year. Another player before we take a break I want to mention, a sleeper from Southside High School. That's right, Southside High School in Youngsville, Louisiana, right outside of Lafayette. Kenneth King, 6'3", 210, runs a 4.5. He looks like Eric Dickerson, the raw version. His first year to play running back. First year in high school to play running back. 6'3" now, 210, and built like Eric Dickerson. And very raw, but has all the tools. And still available. Again, I'm going to sound like a broken record. A lot of these guys still don't have scholarship offers, D1, or even 1AA. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about some of the top running backs in the state of Louisiana. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology, give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brukeen. I want to thank another sponsor of ours, Gage. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. They do business all over Louisiana, especially South Louisiana, and they've been in business for many years. The Wood family are great people, and big supporters of our show. We appreciate their support. Support them. We're going to go ahead and continue on with the show. I want to mention a couple of great players at Scotlandville for the last 3 years. Two phenomenal running backs. One signed with East Carolina in Marlon Gunn. And the other one's still available, Chance Williams. Marlon Gunn's about 6 foot tall, 210 pounds with 4.5 speed. He's another powerful guy. He looks very similar to Trevante Citizen. I think he's going to be just as good as that guy in college and anybody I've mentioned. But Marlon Gunn's got all the talent in the world to be great and be an NFL guy one day. And Chance Williams, a very big-time player, opposite in build, probably 5'8", about 180, but phenomenally fast, 4.4 speed. He's got a chance, Chance Williams, to be great in college, whether it's 1AA, D2, or D3, or might get a D1 offer late. He's got D1 ability. Continuing on, in North Louisiana, Jarvis Newton from Alexandria High School, man, one of the toughest running backs I saw play this year. And in 2020, helped his team to a state championship runner-up in 220. Jarvis Newton is 5'10", legit, about 185, 190, with great speed, great vision, tough, tough kid. Like I said, great hands, too. Returned kickoffs for the team, was very versatile, a versatile running back. They call a utility back, can do anything you need for the team. And Jarvis Newton's all D1 all day long from Alexandria, as they call it in Alexandria, Ash High School. Continuing in North Louisiana at Peabody, Arthur Lavallee. This is a kid that had over 2,000 yards, all-purpose yards this past year, running the ball and doing everything. Only 5'6", don't let that fool you, 181 pounds. But, man, this guy's a tank with speed. He's a 4'4 guy. He's got great vision, great moves in the hole, great burst. Arthur Lavallee is not even getting the D1 offers. The last time they had a sleeper running back come out of Peabody, he went to the Oakland Raiders after he played in college, 1AA, and he's still with Oakland Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders to this day from Peabody High School. Staying in North Louisiana, I want to talk about another running back from Booker T. Washington in Shreveport, not New Orleans, but Shreveport. Jatavius Morse, 6 foot, 195 pounds. I saw Jatavius play this year. I saw him young in his early career at Woodlawn High School, where he had played prior to going to Booker T. Washington. He's another 4'5 guy, 6 foot, 195 pounds, very gifted, very hidden at Booker T. Washington in Shreveport. He's D1, folks. He's a big-time player. Another player I want to talk about before we take a break, going back to the Lafayette area at Acadiana in Scott, Louisiana, Acadiana High School, are Amari Wiggins. Had some injuries this year, missed some games, probably would have ran for 1,500 yards if he would have played a full season. 5'10", 185 pounds, 4.5 speed, tough, tough burst, everything, D1 all day long. Amari Wiggins, remember, in 220, they had two running backs signed D1 with Army, and he was the third back in 220, and he became the guy in 221 with just having 1 year. That's why he was so hidden in the recruiting trail, and still is, still available for those college recruiters. We're going to go and take a break, and we come back, we're going to have our last segment. We're going to talk about the rest of the top running backs that I saw play. This is not an all-state team, again. This is not stars. These are just all the top running backs that I saw play in Louisiana the last 4 years. Me, not going off of somebody's list. This is what I've seen play scouting the last 4 years. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host, and we want to thank all our sponsors for being a part of what we do. We're excited about Wednesday's show. We've got a big-time offensive lineman coming on our show Wednesday from Sterlington High School. We're going to mention him on the show, but his dad is from Australia, and his dad's going to be joining us. And the kid is 6'5", 291 pounds. He's a class of 220. And I'm going to save the name for the show. Y'all just watch the show Wednesday of this week. It's our TV version for our podcast. But we've got also, we're going to do our Bayou team for the Louisiana, the top players that I've watched. And I'm going to name the player of the year. Our player of the year will be named. Instead of ranking 1 to 25 or 1 to 50 or whatever it is, I'm just going to name the player of the year, just one guy. Which might surprise some, and not, and most probably not. But he's a generational player. There were three or four generational players on the list that we're going to mention Wednesday. But you got to pick one player of the year. We're going to continue with sleeper running backs in Louisiana. Another team that was under the radar this year, coached by one of my great friends in the business, Willie Brooks, who's done a phenomenal job at West Jefferson High School. They had three running backs that have D1 ability, Joshua Barbie, Jare Boogie Childs, who's a great kid, great student, and Tobias Jefferson. All three of these guys were, they're all 4'5 guys. They all weigh over 190. And they're all these three of these guys are 5'10 to 5'11. And they were three guys that could alternate in and out. Nobody got the ball too much, but it was a team effort deal. West Jefferson was a good team this year, coached by Willie Brooks. But here's three guys. None of them have D1 offers. And I think the one out of the three that's got the most upside is Jare Boogie Childs, who's got a lot of ability. He's got great grades. Great young man. I met him at the game early this year. Their jamboree was played this year, and I was at their jamboree covering him and watching him play. Another great running back this year, a sleeper running back from Woodlawn High School in Baton Rouge, Imani Givens. You know, Imani Givens is way under the radar because there's so many good backs in the state. He gets overlooked by the U-High running backs, by the Catholic High backs, and the Scotlandville running backs. But if you want a D1 back that can do it all, that's, 5 foot, 8'9", 185 pounds, has great speed, great vision, and he's very tough, and he's very physical. Imani Givens, to me, is a D1 running back. He just doesn't have the ranking behind it, which I think is bizarre on some of these guys not being ranked high. I think it's just not evaluating kids. But Imani Givens is a big-time back from Woodlawn and Baton Rouge. Continuing on, in Lake Charles, at DeQuincy High School, that's right, DeQuincy High School, Taji Caesar, who's 5'10", about 200 pounds, to me was one of the best backs in Lake Charles. Outside of, everybody was talking about Traver Etienne at Jennings and Trevante Citizen at Lake Charles Prep, but they don't mention Taji Caesar at DeQuincy, and he's just as good as anybody that you'll mention. He's a D1 kid, powerful, fast. If you watch him play, if he was in a high school All-Star game tomorrow, people would start recruiting him. That's how this business is. Continuing with running backs, going back to the New Orleans area on the West Bank, Helen Cox High School, Amari Dunbar. Amari Dunbar is as good as anybody in the state, 6 foot, 195 pounds, great vision, explosive speed. My God, he's super talented. Amari Dunbar from Helen Cox is D1 all day long. Got two more kids to mention in St. Tammany Parish. I talked about Tangipahoa Parish. I talked about Braden Johnson early at Ponchatoula. But at Salmon High School, probably the toughest kid in the state playing running back that I saw was Trent Johnson. That's right, Trent Johnson, 5'9", about 185 pounds, 4'5 speed. Man, this guy's got determination. I love determination with a kid that hits the hole and he will not go down. He has good feet and he can catch the ball. He was the reason Salmon was in the playoffs, one of the main reasons. Trent Johnson was the go-to running back, the go-to receiver, And he did everything. He even played a little defense for Salmon High School. But Trent Johnson, to me, is a D1 player. I really believe that. Another player in Slidell, at Slidell High School, you know, has produced a lot of great backs. Matt Forte was one of them, who wasn't highly recruited way back. Went to the Tulane and the Chicago Bears. He wasn't heavily recruited. Another kid they have coming out this year is Tamaj Hoffman. Tamaj is about 5'8", about 200 pounds, with great speed and great moves and powerful. Very under the radar. No one's talking about him. I saw him play. He was out a few games this year, but the games he played in, man, he was super, super good. Very powerful. Like I said, built like a Kevin Falk, built like those short running backs that you see that can run because he's powerful. He's 200 pounds of muscle. I met this kid over the summer before this year. Great, great kid. All these kids I mentioned are great kids. And I've got one more kid to mention that I think deserves to be mentioned, who's got D1 ability. And he missed his junior year because of an injury. And I want to put his name out there and help him out because he was such a great player his junior year. He missed. His senior year, he came back and he looked really good again. Is Kalante Wilson from Dunham High School in Baton Rouge. Kalante was one of the best backs in the state in 219 when he was a sophomore. But he missed his junior year with an injury early on. And he's about 5'7". Excuse me. He's about 5'7", 5'8", about 190 pounds. And you can ask Neil Weiner this, his coach at Dunham. Probably the best running back that Dunham's ever had. The best I've ever seen. Now, Kerry Koch was good, but he was really a skill athlete. But as far as true running backs, Kalante Wilson is a D1 player, in my opinion. He definitely could start for Southern or Southeastern or Nichols, McNeese, Northwestern, those guys. And he doesn't have big offers right now. And he's powerful and he's fast. And he's like a lot of these smaller backs, like I said, that you see in the NFL that come from small colleges and do well. I hope you enjoyed the show today. It's a lot of information to throw out, but I wanted to promote these kids. And these are just the running backs. And, again, if you're a mom or dad listening, and I know high school coaches have been around, a lot of guys have been around a long time, there's some newer coaches out there, this is the year. If you get a D1 walk-on offer, take it. Because there's not enough scholarships for all these D1 guys. If you want to go D1, if you want to go 1AA, D2, D3, or junior college, that would be a good thing too. But if you're set on D1 only, and you're given that walk-on, you want to take it, because if you don't, they're going to give it to somebody else. And then it's going to be over with. They're not going to take but a certain amount of walk-ons, which is also good, just so you know, if you're a parent listening. But I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Every kid I mentioned today to me is a D1 player. And it goes to show you, with giving these kids a 6-year, the NCAA gave 6 years to players, and the transfer portal has created a logjam, a bottlenecking, to where every position that we'll talk about on the show, half these guys do not have scholarship offers. And it's truly mind-boggling. It's hurting high school football. I hope college coaches from here on after this year go back to signing mostly high school players and only taking maybe 3 or 4 or 5 transfer guys in the portal. I think it was created to take 4 or 5. It wasn't created to take 10 or 12. Now, I know LSU, I'll say this, and Coach Kelly has no choice because so many people left when Orgeron left. He has to do it. It's probably going to keep LSU from rebuilding. But then again, the next year they got to rebuild again because a lot of these guys only have 1 year. And you don't want to be constantly rebuilding, but it's a win-now mentality. And he's in that spot, so I can't blame Coach, and he's getting some quality players. I'm just using that as an example that if you want long-term success in college football, you better stay out of the portal and you better stay in the high schools. Hey, nobody's against taking a Joe Burrow, right, or a Baker Mayfield that went to Oklahoma in the portal, right? Nobody's against that, but there's only so many of those guys. There might be 5 to 10 kids like that coming out in the portal, and I understand that, but it wasn't intended to be set up to take half your recruiting class out of the portal, and you're not taking your high school kids. Again, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We will see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.